I also feel that when our government, in the person of our president, can make a speech about this area and really speak only to the Israelis and not to the Palestinians, this is unacceptable. We cannot accept this. I mean, we look at what has happened to the Palestinian people for all of these decades, and it is insufferable. We will not accept it. We will not. As Americans, with our history of enslavement of people, of segregation, of apartheid, of brutalization, of lynching, we will not accept this. We will not. So, Gazans, and especially the children, we are on our way. We are coming. We hear you. We are coming. And I look at you in this room, and I realize that this is what, you know, if we have a salvation as humankind, it is in this room. It is the people who have gathered here for what is one of the hardest tasks for us. This situation is one of the hardest on the planet. And it is up to us to try to solve it, to bring some comfort, to bring some light. Because otherwise, what chance do we have with all the other problems? I mean, we now have tornadoes that are a mile wide. There has to be somebody to help take care of things like Gaza so that we will be strong enough to deal with tornadoes, earthquakes, floods. You know, this is our future. This is our present. This is our future. So in a sense, if we work on these issues, you know, that we are beginning to see, I mean, we're freeing ourselves of the myths that have crippled us, but we're beginning to see what is the truth. And if we can see what is the truth about this situation, we will free ourselves to work on the real issue for humanity, which is protecting Earth. Thank you.
Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker speaking Monday in Athens, Greece, at a Freedom Flotilla news conference. She is part of the delegation, the group of up to 50 passengers who hope to board the ship they have called the Audacity of Hope, named after President Obama's famous book, the ship that they hope to sail to challenge the Israeli embargo of Gaza. That does it for today's broadcast. You can go to our website to get a copy of today's show. On Saturday, July 2nd, at noon Eastern Time, I'll be moderating a conversation with WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange and renowned Slovenian philosopher Slavoj Žižek. Tune into our live stream of this event at democracynow.org. We will be in London at the Troxy for our international viewers. Democracy Now! Is in the process of gathering user feedback on our website. You can go to our website at democracynow.org and check out our mobile site. If you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, if you have a BlackBerry, at m.democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Bob Longman with your WUSB concert billboard for Monday, June 27th. The Mary Lamont Band will be at the Jones Beach Boardwalk Bandshell at 8 p.m. in Wontaw. Your concert billboard for Tuesday, June 28th. Johnny Lang will be at B.B. King's in Manhattan at 8 p.m., and Perpetuum Jazzile, a European a cappella choir, will be at the Gramercy Theater in Manhattan at 8 p.m. Your WUSB concert billboard for Thursday, June 30th. Buckwheat Zydeco will be at the Stephen Talkhouse in Amagansett at 8 p.m. The third annual Barrier Beach Blues and Arts Festival will be taking place at the Long Beach Public Library Auditorium in Long Beach starting at 5:30. Justin Townes Earle and the Punch Brothers will be at the Prospect Park Bandshell in Brooklyn at 7 p.m. Aaron Comas will be at the Rockwood Music Hall in Manhattan at 7:30 p.m. And at the Art Space Patchogue, Deborah Lombardi, Dan Acosta, and Katie Johnson, starting at 7 p.m. The Art Space is directly across from in back of the library in Patchogue, in by the apartments they just built there.
And that's your concert billboard for this week. And keep listening to WUSB to find out where your favorite bands are playing in the area and who's coming to your favorite night spot. Or look online at WUSB.fm for the online version of Concert Billboard at WUSB Stony Brook.
That's right. You can get all kinds of information on what's happening on WUSB at WUSB.fm. You can also hit us on Facebook and get even more information. My name is Finn. It is 6:02. Tonight on my show, which is about an hour from now, we will have the unbelievably great actress, Miss Pam Grier, on the air with us, and also DJ Kool Herc. And director and producer Warrington Hudlin. Please stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, we know it's Tuesday night, right?
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, being joined by Kyle in just a moment when we go back onto the train that we started out on last week, heading from Norway to Sweden back in mid-December. Well, it's pretty much where we left things off last week, where we were conversing in this train car in the dead of night at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with water that had mysteriously leaked onto the floor from someplace in the train. But, you know, even when something like that happens, it's not as bad as it sounds, because it's taken care of pretty quickly, and the accommodations are just so nice compared to what you're used to traveling around in trains in other places, which I won't get into right now. We basically had spent some time taking pictures and making connections as we traveled from Norway into Sweden, and it was a really cool experience just doing all of this in the dead of winter, and just not seeing the sun for such a long period of time. Later on in the program, you'll find out if we did in fact see the, well, I guess I can say that we did see the sun, but you'll find out how we saw the sun, the moment that we actually, and it really was pretty much the moment we saw the sun, we immediately reported on it, because that's what we had to do. But throughout the ride on the train, we were just trying to do things like see if it was snowing outside, see if we could see the northern lights, because that was the kind of thing that I'd really like to see at some point. I keep trying to see the northern lights. It never seems to work out. So basically, you'll get a sense as to that kind of thing going on the train as it makes its way through the snowy tundra of northern Scandinavia. It's really an amazing experience, something I totally recommend, especially in the middle of summer when we're experiencing right now here in New York, where it's warm. What better thing to think about than traveling on a train in nighttime when it's cold? Also, we're going to hear some more Swedish radio. You know, Swedish radio really is pretty cool for the most part. I just found myself tuning around from station to station, hearing all kinds of talk that I didn't understand, but it just sounded really pleasant and cool and kind of freeform. Of course, there are commercial things as well, and you'll hear some holiday